4:36.
Welcome tonight for Shack. So this is kind of our reset back to regularly operating Shack, non-human sexuality, every single meeting Shack. And so we're going to do a reset on a couple of things in regards to board policy. I really appreciate y'all coming tonight. We have several items to go through. Hopefully we get done before 5:30. You'll have a little bit of homework for May, but it's really not very much. It's not like reading a 100-page document of standards. So that's why this looks really long, but each one of these items is really short. And so that should get us through. So we'll talk about if there's any public comment tonight. Then Dr. Fields is going to talk a little bit about, from our last meeting, what happens in April. And then I'll review a board policy. Mr. Mumwal will talk about openings that we have for next year. I'll talk about an annual report. We'll review our subcommittees. I'll just give you a breakdown of coordinated school health again, and then you're going to study FFA for next time. And we're going to kind of go back, and I've looked at legal requirements, and so we're going to stage out the legal requirements and to fossil through some of the other legal requirements for us. So we should get done quick.
We didn't see anybody pick up. Was there any public comments that needed to happen? It didn't get happen. All right.
Like everybody sitting here is
no public comments.
No public comments. So this is the last meeting where we have this part as part of our public comments. Somebody could show up to the school board meeting to speak on the materials. There's always a public comment portion during the school board meeting. For all our future meetings, we do need to have a public comment portion for all of our meetings. All Shack meetings are open to the public. Just so you know, that was put in place coming into this year. We always let people come anyway, but not all systems were like that. So even though we didn't have an avenue for people to speak, we would still hear from them and include, and they could come anyway. We just, not all Shacks have operated that way. And so to allow for feedback in Shack meetings, you can get into some really heated discussions around nutrition and prepackaged foods versus not. I mean, I'm not joking. It really is like there's some heated discussions. And before we even had the human sexuality discussion, there were community members and parents that wanted to be able to make comments and chat meetings. Dr. Fields can talk for just a little bit.
Really quickly, just a review of what happened at the last meeting. If I forget anything, remind me. We made a really important decision about what to be afforded with for our health teats coverage and what products we were going to use. And so for elementary, that was Quaver, and for secondary, it was the Goodhart Wilcox materials. And then we decided about the coordinated school health materials in Catch. And it feels like that was all we did. Is that correct? Okay. So even though that was quite a bit of a decision, we reviewed those and made a recommendation and agreed with our teacher's recommendation. That's good. So that brings us to the next thing that happens. The April Board of Trustees meeting will be next week. And at that meeting, I will present to them the recommendation from you guys and the teachers. It will be a first read. So typically, our board likes to hear things in two reads. We go and make the presentation, talk a lot about it. How much is this item going to cost? What products are we getting? That kind of thing. And then at the next board meeting, they would make an approval for that purchase. Works out perfectly because during the month of April, the money that TEA gives us to fund purchases like this one, that money closes for this current school year and then opens back in May for the next school year. And so we can't purchase anything in April. So it's a great time to have a first read of a recommendation and then move forward with a purchase in May. And so that's what will happen at the board meeting, along with a lot of other things, but that's the part that has to do with this group of this committee. And so if they don't have any questions specific to Shack, then we would just move, or those decisions we would move forward with that, hopefully, recommendation in May to make that purchase.
So right now what we have is that Mr. Mumwal will have a short little part that he would say on this is the process that Shack went through. And that Shack was supporting the recommendations from the teachers in regards to the materials. That right now, if somebody else also wants to, everybody is welcome to come to the board meeting. We'll recognize you if you come. You've put in a lot of work on this. The board meeting is Monday night at 6:00.
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday night at 6:00. Tuesday the 19th at 6:00.
If you would like to come, it's right here in this room.
So, and they'll get to hear about the process the teachers, the PE teachers went through to select their materials, and then how that worked in conjunction with the committee and the process that you guys went through and how those worked together. So that's the next step. That's where we're at. And celebration of successes. So I feel like that's a big one. moving forward with that. And then...
So what we have is we have cupcakes for you all because of all of your hard work. We've been working on reading the human sexuality teaks and just spending extra time. And so what we thought that if you were going to pause, if you would like a cupcake, you can go grab your cupcake and that, sit back down, and then we'll continue the meeting. If you'd rather grab your cupcake on the way home, it's okay for you to grab it on your way home. But we wanted to have something small. I know that we said, you know, we have a shorter meeting tonight, so we weren't having necessarily food. But we do have some cupcakes, and they're pretty good cupcakes. Everybody seems to like them. And Miss Mary did a great job that they have light-colored icing, so your lips won't turn dark blue or anything.
Some of them, there are purple over there, too.
So. Yes. So we thought we could just take a second. Same way, you can come up and get a cupcake. You can sit by your stuff. We're going to pause for just, nobody wants to get a cupcake. Everybody wants to get on the way out. You can come and get your cupcake. Just come and get it.
Don't tell me.
There you go. And then, so please, like, take one or more cupcakes on your way home. There's plenty of cupcakes there for us. So the next thing that we would like to do, and I know some of you do not have your folders, and so what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring up the board policy. Is just to review the board policy in regards to Shaq. And then there are a couple things on the board policy that we're going to talk about in the next several items. So BDF Legal is the main board policy that governs Shaq. And I'll bring it up right here for us. Just so you know, if you do not know how to currently get the board policy, you go to our school district page, go to our district, and then school board. And then you see right here it says school board policy. School board policy is split into letters. If you'll remember from the start of the year when we talked about a little bit, anything under instruction really it starts with the letter E. Anything as far as governance is B. Shaq is one of the few committees that has law and board policy written around it. BDF. Okay. So here are requirements for Shaq that we thought that we could just go ahead and review as we're going to start to kind of do a reset. That's cool. That'd be great. So first, remember we talked about all the logistics of meetings. These are things that we take care of. Ms. Barry and I mainly take care of that we post the agenda 72 hours before. Since our meeting's traditionally on Wednesdays, really we're supposed to post by Sunday. We post on Friday before so that way none of the campus secretaries need to come post on a Sunday. Technically, we can just post online, but we post at all of our campuses just like we post school board meetings. So we go a little over and above in how we post. We have minutes of the meeting. You all voted on Ms. Berry to be the secretary for Shaq, and so she maintains minutes. She also goes back through. We must now have an audio or video recording. We chose to do the audio recording. We have our cool little microphones. Ms. Berry actually goes back and listens to the entire meeting. So the last ones that we had that were 2 hours long each, she listens to them all. We have to post the recording. So if you would have whispered something to your neighbor that maybe everyone shouldn't have heard, she would have called you. But we did a really good job about not doing that. She warned you about how much tapping and other things came across in our first meetings. And then we have to post the minutes and the audio recording within 10 days. So we normally post it by the next Friday. That gives her enough time to listen to the audio. We download it, we're able to upload it onto the Shaq website. On composition, and we'll get to this in just a second, We're supposed to have a great variety of people that are on Shack, with a majority of the Shack being parents who are not employees of the school district. And so that's where we keep getting stuck, and Mr. Mumma, I'll talk about that in just a little bit. Go ahead and keep scrolling. There's a couple of these things we're going to talk about today. We are required to have a physical activity and fitness sub-planning committee. We're going to revisit your committee, your subcommittee choices that you had from the start of the year. Did you write yours on?
On the inside.
On the inside. So many of you have your tents, and at one of our meetings towards the start of the year, you wrote down the subcommittees that you would really like to serve on. We're going to give you a chance today to revisit those subcommittees, kind of look at what you had written down that you were the most interested in, revise which one you want to be. But just remember, no matter what, even if everybody in this room was to pick social, emotional, and counseling services, mental health, we are required to have a subcommittee by law for physical activity and fitness. So, you know, if you'd be willing to serve on that when we do it, you could say, these are my top three choices, but I'm willing to help out on the physical activity subcommittee. That would be great. And there's, you know, there's some really neat things that can come out of that. We have fitness gram data that we can look at. There's other things that can come out that committee can report back on. Then we are to do an annual report. And so the annual report has four components. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit. And that annual report, we scroll up for just a second. The other way. Oh, yeah, right there. It says that we shall submit to the board at least annually a written report. So that doesn't mean it has to be a board presentation. It can just be a written report we present to the board, most likely in June. And so I'll talk to Dr. Allen about, does the board wish for us to do a presentation, or would they just like something in writing saying, this is how often we met, all of these things. This is how often we met. These are things we recommended. This is the work that we completed this year. This is the membership, and this is what it looks like going into next year. Shack is... It does state in board policy that a certain number of people on Shack are appointed by the board. So how different districts handle that is different ways. A lot of times, school board members wish to have people volunteer, and then they'll just say, yeah, I'm good, and that's kind of considered appointed. It just depends. We can have some of our board members request for some people to be on Shack, and so we'll work through that as we come through for Shack membership for next year. I have to be honest. For several years, we really struggled as far as the makeup of Shack. The makeup of Shack was maybe four people or five people, and a couple of you that have been here for several years know that. This is, this year, the largest Shack that we've had in a long time, and we hope to we'll have more next year, because as Mr. Mumma will explain in a minute, we need some more parent representation. And so it's hard for each board member to be able to appoint people if you only have four or five people even willing to serve. Now that we have a good number of people willing to serve and others who may be willing to come on, we'll be able to access that part. We have a part in our DOI that allows us to have some flexibility on some of the committees we have for a school district. And because of how small this committee was, even though we would try to grow it, it was really hard to grow. We were not able to meet some of those minimum recommendations, which we should be able to meet from the next year. Go ahead up. That stuff that we have to have posted. Talks about we have to have enough, as much PE as by law. And go up just a little bit to number three. This talks about some things that we'll visit, and then the nutrition policy that you'll study for next time. So it's interesting. You know, our report does have to have, and we do have to put it out to the public, the number of times that we met. But we also have to talk about that if we have, what are our guidelines about vending machines? And we have to have that posted on the website, and we're supposed to talk about our guidelines around vending machines, also around use of tobacco products, our consequences for students are vaping. Here this says e-cigarettes still. And then how they can request, how parents can request the physical fitness assessment results. And then whether each campus in the district has a full-time nurse and a full-time counselor. So those are things that we have there. Our only campus in our school district that does not have a full-time nurse would be Falls. Falls does have a full-time counselor. So So every campus in our district has at least one full-time counselor. Every campus in our district has a full-time nurse, except for Falls. And Ms. Tennyson, the secretary at Falls, she is an emergency responder. And then Ms. Kelly is who is called from the middle school, our lead nurse, to come over if something happens. There's also a whole bunch of us here. Normally, if it's severe enough to call Ms. Kelly, we've already called 911. I just have to be honest. And then for mild things, Ms. Tennyson might call Ms. Kelly for some advice. And so those are different things that we're required to go through. If you go back to the presentation. For Shaq, so just a revisit of that legal policy. Are there any questions over the legal policy? So the thing about Shaq is we are located in a lot of different board policies. This random policy here that says what we're required to teach, it may say with the recommendation of Shaq. Or this over here, it may say we need to provide this type of education with the recommendation of Shaq. And so those types of things, they pop up in different policies, and that's what we'll start to work on. And we're gonna go back and start with FFA, which is basically the wellness policy. And that's what we'll look at in May and set some goals for if there are some items around FFA that we wish to, what do we wish to start with at the start of the year? We'll go to the next slide. Okay.
So as far as people on the, I guess in the membership or on the board, we are having a lot of representatives moving from middle school to high school, or from elementary to middle school to high school. So our place where we're needing additional members here is gonna be dealing with mostly elementary kids. We need parents that are not employees of the district. Two per campus right now. These are the, we need one more parent from Colt, two for Highland Lakes Elementary, one from Marble Falls Elementary, and two from Spicewood Elementary. So if you, clearly if you don't have, if you don't have kids that are in elementary, sometimes you may not have as many acquaintances that are in elementary as well, but if you know somebody that has an elementary age kid that is not a member of the, or is not employed by the district, those are people that we would love to have. Join us.
So, you know, as you know, we have an opening, our opening's from Spicewood. You know, we hired Amber Clark as our nurse at Spicewood, so now she doesn't serve as a parent-only member. And so, various things. We have, we've hired a couple of these parents, so they may be still serving on Shaq, but they can't count as just a parent for Shaq, because Shaq does have that requirement that says a majority of parents who are not employees of the school district, which is a little tricky, but if you think about the concept behind it, it should build a healthy committee. Because if your whole committee is built with parents who also work for the school district, you might not get the entire community's perspective as you work through different issues. And so if you know people, our website is up to date. There's a Google form on the website that has where people can go ahead and click it to fill out a form. For instance, if we have 12 parents that would like to serve from Spicewood Elementary, then Mr. Mumma and I will look at the 12 parent applications. We'll probably bring in two other people, and then we will review and choose which two parents then would serve. And like we kind of set some ground rules at the start, you know, we want, it's okay that not everybody agrees on this committee. It's okay to have people at both extremes. Eventually it gets us to a better place. We need to make sure that everyone on the committee cares about all kids and that nobody has one specific agenda, that we want to make sure that all of our kids are taken care of. And so that's some of why we review. There are a couple questions on the application form, and for us to be able to review and make sure then that we have a good balance on Shaq. So if you know somebody, encourage them to go ahead and fill out the form that's on the Shaq website. We're going to talk, the principals are having a hard time recruiting people for Shaq. It's going to have to come more from parent word of mouth. So if you know some people, please encourage them to apply. You know, sometimes parents on parent committees, we do end up hiring in the school district, so we could be stuck in the same situation next year. Anyone that's currently on, like Mr. Mumma said, we have a ton of high school parents on right now. We're not going to make anybody fall off. It's okay. We want everybody on. We have numerous middle school parents. We're not going to have anybody fall off. But we do need at least two parents from each elementary school to create balance. We need balance with elementary to secondary school. Any questions about membership?
Is it two total from each elementary?
Mm-hmm. Two total from each elementary, but we can expand that to be a little more, but at least two total from each elementary. And so we're not even there yet. We'll go back and we'll double check the balance between the non-employee high school and middle school. And if we have so many, then we may need to add where we go to three. But right now, two from each one is where we'll start one.
I thought there was two from Colt, but I'll look at your list later.
Okay. Yes. That would be good. And we did have some people reply saying they didn't wish to serve anymore.
Okay.
But I'll check. I'll get with you and we can check.
Okay.
Okay.
I assume that's just age of child equals less time for the parents if they're younger.
Yes.
I'm just guessing that's the whole elementary story is you're always your child.
Yeah.
Also, a lot of people don't even know this committee.
They don't.
Sure.
You're exactly right. They don't. And we're building a district committee page on the website where, because there's, for instance, there's a committee called CPAC. And CPAC actually meets, I think, next, the night of the 26th. Is that right, Stephanie? I think the night of the 26th, 27th. And so CPAC is a special education parent committee. And you can volunteer to be on the special education parent committee. We need more business and parent representation on our District of Innovation Committee and on the District Educational Improvement Committee. And so you're right, I don't think that everybody knows that the committees are out there, and it's very helpful. A lot of times we tend to tap the same parents for everything, and so to try to get a better variety of parents is very helpful. And we do have a couple people, you know, there is a gentleman that serves, he's a secondary parent. You may have met him before, but Mr. Ortiz, he serves on here. He also, so he's serving as a parent, but he also is a law enforcement officer. So he kind of can provide both perspectives, but his shifts changed on when he works, so he hasn't been able to make many of our latest meetings. He's willing to still stay on. He just can't guarantee how police work works out for him to be able to come to meetings. And so we have a couple people who are pastors and are parents, or there's a variety of doctors and who are parents, nurses who are parents. We have someone who's a child psychologist that's also a parent that's on this committee. And so sometimes it just depends on how their availability works. One of our doctor parents has been an emergency room doctor, so she kind of fell off for this year. And well, she was going to be a community member person this year, but next year, like, her stuff has changed, so next year she's probably going to come back on. So that's where, when you see that list on BDF Legal, it's got a variety of people listed that it advises to be involved. We're really trying to get someone from almost all those groups involved because it helps us to have a more well-rounded conversation. So our report, just as we talked about in BDF just a second ago, it said an annual report shall be submitted to the board. So what I will do is I will talk to Dr. Allen just a little bit more. I think he was going to ask the board if they wanted us to do a presentation or submit a written report. I've done it both ways over the years. Some years I've done a written report, and some years they want a presentation. And so most likely this would be at the June board meeting, and we'll let you all know, and we'll report those things, and we would have some of you help to present. So whoever would be available, if Mr. Mumaugh's available, he can help to present. You all would help to present. So we'll just see how we wish for that to be presented to the board. But like I said, it really is a summary of our work for the year, how many times we meet. We're only required to meet four times a year. You all have just done a great job. We have met a lot this year. We will not meet this frequently next year, but probably not only, you can't get a lot done if you only meet four times a year. So we'll find a balance. And next year, if we access our subcommittees better, then we can lessen the big meetings. That would be our goal. Any questions over the annual report? Okay. I do have, by the way, in May, when we come, I do have a self-evaluation for us for moving forward that we'll use as a committee. And so everybody will complete the self-evaluation, and it's anonymous, and then you all will submit it, and then we'll compile the information for how we can function better as a SHAC for moving forward. And some of it talks about your interests as a SHAC member and several different things. It's from the state, and so I'll give you some time to complete that at our main meeting. just so you know. And then we can include some of the information in the annual report from that, but really that helps us to better know where we want to go next year and where most of the committee feels we should go next year. So subcommittees. On your card, if you were with us at the very start of the year, you wrote some subcommittees down. If you did not, I'm fixing to talk to you about subcommittees. So pull open your card and look at your card if you have it written down. If you don't have it written down, then you're going to listen to a little explanation about the subcommittees. And I'd like for you to rank in order your top three. These are the main subcommittees for SHAC. And so what I would like for you to do, so the subcommittee then would go and talk and do talk and review and come back to the main SHAC over these topics. So like physical activity and fitness, this is the required committee. Not very many people I know are going to put this as their top three, but if you're willing to serve on it, if you'll just dot a note somewhere on there, I'd be willing to help out on the physical activity subcommittee. Everything from promoting physical activity and fitness to reviewing any physical activity and fitness data we have, and then reporting that back to the SHAC. And then seeing what our policies are like. Something that comes up frequently in this subcommittee is a study of recess. I'll just be honest. A study of recess. How long do we have recess? What is our frequency of recess at each elementary school? Is recess withheld as a consequence if students are not completing their work or other things? A subcommittee normally digs into that, learns about it, kind of comes back, debriefs SHAC about it. That way it's not always like the yard of talking, right? Debriefs SHAC about it. We look at where it's at in policy, and the subcommittee kind of says, you know, this seems to be going really well, or it looks like this could be adjusted. We'd like to talk about it more. Sometimes the subcommittees stay a little stagnant. Just depends. Next year, the Human Growth and Development Subcommittee most likely will be the subcommittee that follows our implementation of the human sexuality standards. And so they'll meet at a certain frequency, we'll give them information on how it seems to be going, and then they can report back to SHAC. The health and nutrition, that's really around our wellness policy, and to talk about other ways we can promote health and nutrition. So our job in here is not just to provide recommendations to the board or to the administration, but also how can we help to improve our community in all of these ways. You know how they used to have the, what was it called, Kids Day in the Park? It stopped once COVID came. I think it was called Kids Day in the Park. Okay, so there are many communities when they have that type of event, their SHAC may make some recommendations for the district to print up some materials on living a healthy lifestyle, and how to eat healthy, or want to have a SHAC booth at one of the community events and pass out information on how to stay healthy, on physical activity, or even on these are counseling services available in the area, just to promote other organizations that are there. So our job is not just to provide recommendations, but also how to create a healthier Marble Falls ISD community. Social emotional counseling services, and then really mental health, and then drug, alcohol, and tobacco. And so if you'll look on your card and take a couple minutes, validate whether or not it's in the order, because I'm going to go through and add up how many people choose should be in order. Number one's your first choice, number two's your second, number three's your third. You're only going to get placed on one. I'm not placing you on two or three subcommittees. You get placed on one. But if you are willing to be on physical activity, you could still be on your top choice. And then also if you want to help with physical activity. But if you're willing to help with physical activity, let me know. And then I'll ask you, do you want to do both, your top choice and physical activity to help us out, or what would you like to do? We just need a couple people, you know, really a couple. And we don't have to convene all five subcommittees in a school year. So what I'll do is at the May meeting, I'll come back. I'll say, this is where we're at as far as what people's choices were. Do we want to convene all five? Do we want to convene only three? We'll have that discussion as a group so that we already know coming into next year.
Yuri, what is human growth and development? Did you touch on that one, or did I?
Yes, so that one is normally That one for next school year really will mostly be tracking how we're teaching the health teaks and the discussion how we're teaching the health teaks, but also within that we can also talk about overall district data around, we talk about screenings, build capacity around knowing about the screenings that we're required to do with the nurses. We can just talk in general about concerns that we may have that we're seeing in regards to student growth, student physical growth. It can also encompass, it can encompass sickness. It can encompass a variety of areas. But I see for next year, most of that discussion around there is going to be framed around how we are implementing the TEKS with the instructional materials. Kelly, do you have anything to add on that?
I think what you said was perfect.
Yeah. So, how have we always done the fifth grade talks? And then next year, how is that going for fourth and fifth grade? Just around that.
If you don't really care and you can appoint us where you need us, is that?
Yeah, you can put that down. If you don't care, you can say a point where, but you can write, your preference. If you don't really care, we'll place you, yes. And then we'll decide as a group at the next meeting. If there's interest, enough interest where we want to convene all five, if people put as their first choice and it's across all five, and there could be three or four people on each one, do we want to do that? Do we want to narrow down to three? We'll talk about that at the next meeting. So that we can just start the ground running when we start the new school year. That will be good. And we can get people together even before we leave for the school year. Any questions? Coordinated school health. So coordinated school health, at the last meeting, when Dr. Fields was talking, it was decided by this group that we would stay with Catch. We can still supplement with other materials, but that we would stay with Catch as our coordinated school health program for K-8. So you see all these things here, all these things are also incorporated into coordinated school health. And if you'll remember, do you have your folder? Do you have the color drawing? Sorry, as I put you on the spot. I know I have it up there on my stuff. Oh, here. You remember this? I don't know if you remember this, if you were here with us for the start. So the community is on the outside. And then we talk about health education, physical education, nutrition, environment services, health services, counseling, psychological, and social services, social, emotional climate, physical environment, employee wellness, family engagement, community involvement, and how we basically create, healthy schools. So coordinated school health. Everything in coordinated school health is not done by the PE teachers. It's all of us. It's all employees. It's all teachers. It's all parents. And so really how we approach coordinated school health, the materials that we have to help support the discussion in school would be around Catch. And so this is really what I just talked about. Catch is one of the TEA approved programs. And so physical health, mental health, substance abuse, physical education, physical activity, parent involvement. So we'll talk more about our coordinated school health program as we come into next year. The subcommittees you're on all tie to coordinated school health. And so it all ties together. So how the physical activity committee, I bring it up only because that is the one we're required to have, how they have discussions around what's happening with physical activity, what is physical education looking like in our school, how can we promote more physical activity in the community? Right? City of Marble Falls recently has released kid recreation sports, right? That's a pretty neat thing that there's more recreation sports within Marble Falls. What are other opportunities for physical activity kids have besides just what they get during the school day? And so by working on some of that through our subcommittees, it then all fits together with coordinated school health. It's not just what the PE teachers have. So remember what we did adopt is Catch. I can't guarantee this login is still accurate because it was our sample login.
Right.
We'll have to see.
It might work.
But we, and remember when we adopted Catch, the resources are available in Spanish. We are going to make sure that the teachers have the digital version, but we'll also make sure they have the activity packs because the materials they have right now are pretty old. They're just pretty old. And And so what we'll do soon is we'll bring in where you can see the new materials. And there are other really neat materials we can buy that tie to catch if we choose to. Believe it or not, there are physical activity STEM materials that some people have. Where you know how the kids can be on scooters? You can tie it to a STEM activity with them being on scooters, and so they're getting the physical activity with the scooters while also doing some mathematics around how it's all working. I'll show you an example later, but there's some neat stuff that we can buy that they can do in the PE classrooms, or even that we could do in an after-school group. And so this was just the information we had about catch. Okay, FFA. If you have your board policies there, you should have FFA legal and local. And this is going to be your homework for next time. So on board policy, the F policies are about students. And so if you ever want to know, you know, there's all kinds of these things in the F policies that you wouldn't think would be in there, but we have the classic things about attendance. There's everything about admissions for school. And then there's all this stuff here, student welfare, wellness and health services, student welfare, crisis intervention, crisis, student welfare, support services, insurance, counseling and mental health, student welfare. And so where we're going to go is we're going to go FFA, which is the main policy. When we see in that other policy and it says, the SHAC shall review the wellness policy. This is the wellness policy that they're meeting, FFA. As described earlier in the year, there's a legal policy and a local policy. Legal is by law. It doesn't matter if our school board disagrees with the legal policy. It's the law. Not many school boards go through the formality of voting for the legal policy, but they have no choice. It's the law. Even if they choose to not vote to take a stand, it still is the law for our school district. There's no, like it's, and we really saw that with some that were passed this year, that it's the law, and it's the law that we must follow in the school district, whether we agree or not, it was what was written in the past. Local policy is our decision. We can adjust local policy. And so these are the two policies for you to study next time. I'll have them posted under the SHAC agenda on the website. If you want a paper copy because you lost yours or you never got a purple folder, if you'll let me know. This one is the law. So you see real clearly it has FFA legal. And you know, and it says wellness policy. Each district shall establish a local wellness policy. And so our district local wellness policy is going to be FFA local. And then it says the things we must have in our local policy. Goals for nutrition promotion, standards for food and beverages that are provided, not sold. Remember like birthday cupcakes and things like that. Guidelines for all food and beverages that are sold. And so it goes through here. These are the things that we must. So I would like for you to study this for next time. And I'm going to go to the local policy real quick. And here's where it talks about that the SHAC is the one that reviews this policy in our wellness plan. Okay, so here's what you're going to find. You can go to all kinds of school districts and you can pull up their policy. And you can do that for the next meeting to help be further informed if you wish. Like, that's fine. I'm going to bring you some samples to the next meeting, too. Our local policy is very broad. Very broad. We're not hugely restrictive. We allow it to be very broad, where then we could write some district procedures if we wish to restrict some things. But we don't have to. We're not bound by a lot. We're much more broad, and that is consistent across across many of the Marble Falls local board policies. We have board policies that tend not to micromanage every little thing within the school district, because then if you go to change it, it's a lot to go to change it. The more you have in here, sometimes the harder it is to change. However, in some school districts, the FFA local is very precise. And so what for us right now, I've not been charged for us to change the board policy. So there's no ulterior motive. We can implement pretty much anything we want with a broad policy. Is there something we would like to revisit more as you study this? Okay? And so I'll just give an example from where I came from. And I know I keep teasing about cupcakes, but parents bringing food, this was before COVID, because you know, since COVID, there's been a lot of other regulations, but since before COVID, the Shack had large discussions around if parents should be able to bring birthday cookies and cupcakes and all those kinds of things. Lots of discussion. And so then it came down to you gotta remember, there's more than just nutritional value. There's kids with allergies. So if somebody makes something at home, and so lots of discussion at that time, that school district where I was at, had more and more kids that, there's the peanut butter, Kelly might have to help me here, but there's the peanut butter allergy where it's airborne. And so we had more kids that had moved to the area where peanut butter couldn't even be in a room where they were in, or they would have a severe reaction. And so it was not as much about sugar intake as it was just talking overall wellness. And so where they came to is that we made food service. They actually were very restrictive in the FFA in regards to prepackaged foods. And then there was a discussion, do we make everybody order from food service if they want something for their child's birthday? And I think after I left, they may have ended up passing something around that, but I'm not sure. But food service then had different options. There were cookies at that time. You could order carrots with ranch, which I know sounds kind of silly, but actually a ton of parents ordered carrots with ranch for their kids' classroom for a birthday. There were other options, but all of that was guided by an intent in reviewing the nutrition guidelines and talking about those food allergies and other things, and then how could food service assist us in getting to where we wanted to go. Now, there was some motivation about less sugar. There was some of that, but more of it was around non-prepackaged foods, not knowing what was in it, the risk of some of the students for allergies. Some districts are very restrictive on their wellness plan in regards to recess. It makes it difficult sometimes. What if we're stuck in a situation with, and we're not really this, but in an overcrowded school, and we have this very bound by policy. Our policy is written very broadly in many ways. It does allow us some more freedom on both sides, freedom for parents and freedom for the district. But like I said, as we review this, there may be something that we do want to revisit. And if we think we want to revisit it, I'd like to kind of get our ideas in May, so then I can go have some discussions with Dr. Allen, and he can have discussions with the board on the Shack really thinks they want to look at the wellness policy. And on this one, what is the date? On the bottom? So on the bottom, the last time it was updated was 2017 here. There's a lot that's happened since 2017. And so the last time that we updated this was 2017. And we're supposed to review this yearly. And it could be we review it yearly and we're like, no changes, we're good. Or we could say, you know, it's time for us to make some changes.
Just to realize that the FFA local is in our folders, but not legal.
Not legal? Okay. Well, FFA local is the more important, the one that we have control of. But yes, so FFA legal is the law. And really, most of FFA legal says a district must have these things in their local policy. And then the local one is where we articulate those things. And you'll see, sometimes we just repeat the words from legal because we are broad. And we're broad across our board policies. It's not just this one. But it is okay if we think that we want to study more and get more specific on something, we can do so. And so that's really your homework for next time, is to look at that. And you can look at other districts and you can see their FFA local. may be restrictive, or some people may even have less than us. It just depends on where they're at. I'm always fascinated by looking at other districts' board policies. And I'll bring some of those different ones to our meeting in May, so you can just see some examples from around. But we just have to remember, so we're talking about all campuses in the district, all kids. And so as we look at our policy and we look at maybe some other ones, are there changes we want to consider? Or are we okay with how the wellness policy is written? Any questions? Okay. We do, just so you know, coming in the next year, have a new director of food service. Her name is Maria Monzo. And so she'll begin to start to serve on Shack. And so she will be here. Last year, if you were on Shack, towards the end, Mary Davidson had come in and provided us a lot of nutritional information in regards to meals. And so as you read this, if that's something that you would like to happen again, I learned a lot. We can have Maria come in and provide that. There were some questions last year in regards to, in regards to sugar content, and if the particularly in regards to breakfast, and some of the food. And so she was able to provide nutritional guidelines and different things. Some things since COVID, it's been a little harder for child nutrition to order. And so they've met the nutritional guidelines, but then when we look at it, we're like, really, that met the nutritional guidelines? It has, according to how they're working through things. But some of what we had traditionally ordered has been harder to get in over the last 2 years. But it's starting to steady out now, where we're bouncing back to more regular menus that we have. And so in May, if that's something we determine, you know, yes, we want child nutrition to come in at one of the first meetings. We want to hear more about how the meals are done, then we can do that too. And decide what speakers we'd like. So any questions around FFA? You're good? Okay. I have like 3 minutes left on the time. Talk a lot. COVID-19 update, no cases last week, no cases so far this week. It's my understanding from most of the nurses that there's not a lot of sickness right now. Not a lot of sickness right now. And then just for movement for you all to know, so nurse-wise, Kelly, is it okay if I say another? Okay. So Kelly she's going to do other things next year, but she's still going to serve on Shack. And so we have someone within district named Heather Duty, who will be the new nurse at Colt Elementary. Our high school nurse position came open again. Our high school nurse needed to move back home, back home to help take care of her parents. And she wouldn't mind me saying that. And so she actually left us in February. We have two substitute nurses that have been covering the high school this spring. In the fall, Selena Crawford, who's our Marble Falls Elementary nurse, is going to move to the high school as the high school nurse. And so she's been with us for a while, and she'll be our new high school nurse. Right now, the Marble Falls Elementary nurse position is open. And so that's kind of where we stand with nurses. The high school, because we have two substitutes, they normally tell me if there's lots of people sick. And so I haven't heard a lot of people sick lately, and since I help monitor COVID testing, we've not had a lot of cases come in. We also have not tested, but we have tested numerous people this week, and it's all come back negative. Last week we tested several also, all negative as far as what we're seeing here. Future meeting date, so our next date is May 4th. That's the date you have right now, right? Maybe we'll have Star Wars something, May the 4th be with you, but we'll see. So our next date is May 4th, and your homework is to look at FFA, and if you will make sure and review your subcommittees. Do you need to put back up the subcommittee slide, or are you good?
Okay.
Okay, leave your name tag. You can even leave it on the table, and we'll get it from you. And I think we're done. Mr. Miller, you want to call the time?
We will adjourn at 5:25.